Did Frodo curse Gollum, which made him lose his footing and fall into the cracks of doom? There's a lot of evidence that that's what actually happened. Was the end of the One Ring not just an accident, but preordained somehow? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into the Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's Legendarium, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire, The Witcher, and much more. Welcome. One challenge that The Lord of the Rings sometimes faces is that the climax to the story of The Lord of the Rings is a bit anticlimactic. All that background, the epic journey, the character development, and the One Ring is destroyed by accident. Gollum lost his footing, fell, and that was how the ring was destroyed. We all know the build-up, Frodo making it to the cracks of doom, but his resolve failing at the last moment. Him putting on the ring, then Gollum catching him, biting off his finger, getting the ring, dancing with delight, and then losing his footing and falling into the cracks of doom. It's possibly cost Frodo some of the love that other characters get, because, let's face it, he failed in his mission to throw the ring into the cracks of doom. I'll cover in another video why that is probably unfair. Tolkien himself certainly didn't think it was a correct reading of his story, but it is indisputable that Frodo didn't destroy the ring, and that but for Gollum losing his footing and falling, it would have all been for nothing. The Ringwraiths would surely have caught Gollum, Aragorn's army would have been defeated outside the gates of Mordor, and Sauron's dark rule would have spread across Middle-earth. But what if it wasn't just chance that saved the day? What if Gollum was fated to fall, having been cursed to do it by Frodo himself and the ring? I want to suggest that's exactly what happened, or at least that's part of the bigger story of what was going on at Mount Doom. In any event, this wasn't just an accidental trip and fall. It was meant to be. Just as an aside, and because I know many will point it out, all of what happened in The Lord of the Rings was meant to be in a certain sense. Eru Ilúvatar willed it to be so, and you can certainly make a case for what happened to be a direct intervention of sorts, but here we're talking about the in-story causalities, why what happened happened. Okay, so what is this curse I keep mentioning? It happened on the slopes of Mount Doom right before the end. Gollum had tracked Frodo and Sam there and made a last-minute grab for the ring. "Down! Down!" Frodo gasped, clutching his hand to his breast so that beneath the cover of his leather shirt he clasped the ring. "Down, you creeping thing, and out of my path! Your time is at an end. You cannot betray me or slay me now." Then suddenly, as before, under the eaves of the Emyn Muil, Sam saw these two rivals with other vision. A crouching shape, scarcely more than the shadow of a living thing, a creature now wholly ruined and defeated, yet filled with a hideous lust and rage, and before it stood stern, untouchable now by pity, a figure robed in white, but at its breast it held a wheel of fire. Out of the fire there spoke a commanding voice, "Begone, and trouble me no more. If you touch me ever again, you shall be cast yourself into the fire of doom." Frodo then seems to come out of a trance, gasping. Gollum shrinks back, and Sam dashes in to protect his Mr. Frodo. There's a lot to unpack in that small quote. The curse itself, Sam's vision, the wheel of fire, and so on. For now, let's take the simple point that Frodo here tells Gollum with his hand on the ring that if he touches him again, he will be cast into the fire of doom. And just a few pages later, that's exactly what happens. That's not a coincidence. Tolkien wanted us to see that what Frodo commanded happened. To understand fully what happened, we probably need to rewind a bit, however. Back in The Taming of Smeagol in the Emyn Muil, Frodo makes Gollum, or Smeagol, swear by the ring itself to serve the master of the ring, him, to do as Frodo says. Frodo even warns him then that it will hold you, it is more treacherous than you are, it may twist your words, beware. From that moment, Gollum was bound to do Frodo's will while he was the master of the ring. If this were a simple vow by Gollum that he later broke, then maybe it wouldn't be so significant, but he swore it by the precious, the ring itself. The ring itself already controlled Gollum. His entire existence was shaped now around that one ring, so swearing by the ring to obey the ring's master was doubly significant. Frodo understands this, even if Gollum is too blinded by his desire for the precious to grasp all the implications. Frodo spells out what it means later on, talking to Gollum. You will never get the ring back, but the desire of it may betray you to a bitter end. You will never get it back. In the last need, Sméagol, I should put on the precious, and the precious mastered you long ago. If I, wearing it, were to command you, you would obey, even if it were to leap from a precipice or to cast yourself into the fire. And such would be my command. So have a care, Sméagol. If we needed foreshadowing, this is it. Frodo says that Gollum's desire for the ring will lead him to a bitter end, and that if he tried to get it, he, Frodo, would command Gollum to leap from a precipice or to cast himself into the fire, and Gollum would be forced to do it. Actually, foreshadowing is not strong enough a word to describe what's going on here. Tolkien is telling us exactly what will happen at the end of the quest. Faramir also echoes this message that Gollum must keep his word to obey Frodo or die, telling him that you are under doom of death, but while you walk with Frodo, you are safe. May death find you swiftly, within Gondor or without, if you do not well serve him. The setup here is very clear. Gollum's doom has been spelled out several times. But let's go back to when Frodo does curse Gollum on the slopes of Mount Doom, because there's another layer to all this. Remember how we saw this curse in a kind of vision from Sam's perspective. He sees Gollum as a crouching shape, scarcely more than the shadow of a living thing, a creature now wholly ruined and defeated, yet filled with a hideous lust and rage. In other words, he sees Gollum as he truly is, on a magical or spiritual plane, as it were. The same goes for how he sees Frodo as a stern, untouchable now by pity, a figure robed in white, but at its breast it held a wheel of fire. Frodo is still robed in white, he's ultimately a good person, but now, crucially, untouchable by pity. Pity is the word Tolkien uses throughout this story to describe how the hobbits, Bilbo, Frodo and Sam, have treated Gollum. It's what made them spare Gollum's life. But now Frodo doesn't have pity. The ring has affected him too much, so his judgment of Gollum is to condemn him to death. A merciful death, perhaps, but death nonetheless. But we can take this even further, because although I've been talking about Frodo cursing Gollum, if you read the text closely, it seems that it isn't actually him, it's the ring. We read that Frodo is a figure robed in white, but at its breast it held a wheel of fire. Out of the fire there spoke a commanding voice. The voice and the curse came not from Frodo, but out of the wheel of fire. This is indisputably the ring itself. A couple of paragraphs earlier, we read that Frodo is grasping it through his shirt at his breast, where the wheel of fire is. And the phrase wheel of fire is itself only used two other times in the entire book. Both times, it is Frodo describing to Sam what the ring looks like to him, and how it is starting to dominate his thoughts. It is the ring itself that cursed Gollum, that if Gollum ever touched it again, he would cast himself into the fires of Mount Doom. By the way, I use the word curse here, although I don't think that it is necessarily the right word. The ring had power over Gollum, and therefore Frodo, as the ring's master, had power over Gollum. The instruction to cast himself into the fires of Mount Doom was a command, one that Gollum was bound to obey, consciously or unconsciously. Pulling all this together, Tolkien crafted a situation where Gollum promised by the ring to obey Frodo, and Frodo warned him that the ring would hold him to it. Then Faramir cursed Gollum to death if he ever served Frodo poorly. Then Frodo warned Gollum that if he tried to take back the ring, he would command him to leap from a precipice or cast himself into the fire, and that Gollum would be bound to do it, such as his subjugation to the ring's power. Then when Gollum betrays Frodo and tries to take back the ring, Frodo, with all the ring's power, and perhaps even coming from the ring itself, effectively places a word of command onto him, that if he touches him or it again, he shall be cast into the fire of doom. When Gollum takes the ring from Frodo by the cracks of doom, he effectively seals his own fate, despite all the warnings he had had. When he falls moments later, he doesn't fall by accident. He falls because he was commanded to. At one stroke, this completely changes our understanding of not just technically what happened there at the end, but what themes and messages we can draw from the whole story. The traditional understanding of what happened, that Frodo failed because the power of the ring was ultimately too much for him, but the right result happened anyway because of Gollum being Gollum, is actually a little disheartening when you think about it. That for all the mercy and pity and love and self-sacrifice that preceded it, it wasn't any of that that made the ultimate difference. It was just that Gollum wasn't paying attention to where he put his feet. Now we have a new way of looking at it. It wasn't just Gollum being destroyed by his own weakness of character. This was the ring itself. We're told that Sauron had poured all of his cruelty, malice, and will to dominate all life into that ring. And that is what blazed forth in that command. Cruelty, malice, and a desire for control of others. It's the ring's power that made Frodo lose his pity for Gollum. The One Ring ultimately caused its own downfall. It was destroyed by its own cruel command to Gollum. Gollum wouldn't have been there but for Bilbo's pity, then Frodo's, and then Sam's just minutes earlier when he could have killed him. That pity, or mercy, was not weakness but strength. It got the hobbits and the ring to where it needed to be. And the One Ring's cruelty and power to control was ultimately not its strength, but its greatest weakness. The destruction of the One Ring was not an accident. It was because the strength of evil in the world and the ring inevitably caused its own downfall. And good triumphed despite, or perhaps even because, of its weakness. And that, I think, is much of what Tolkien wanted us to understand from the finale of his story. If you'd like to see more videos on the world of J.R.R. Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, there's a link to my playlist on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of the screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.